When Canadian tourists speak of the London Theatre, they usually refer to plays in the West End. With this point of reference, they could miss out on the Tricycle Theatre, which is in Kilburn, North London. And that would be a shame. The Financial Times posed the question, can theatre change society? And they responded, as a rule, the answer must be no. There are, however, exceptions. The Tricycle Theatre believes in creating such exceptions. We are fortunate that Nicholas Kent, the director of Tricycle Theatre, is visiting Vancouver this weekend. New World Theatre will be presenting readings from his tribunal play, Guantanamo. Nicholas now joins me in the studio. Thank you. Thank you for coming down to Red Eye.
Thank you.
Since 1993, you've produced and become known for your tribunal plays. Can you explain what is a tribunal play?
Well, we started these plays, as you say, in 1993. They were plays about public inquiries. In Britain, when there's a big political scandal or a political debate about something, the government quite often takes refuge and sets up a public inquiry. But they don't broadcast these public inquiries, and they don't put them on television. And the first one we got into was effectively the Scott Arms to Iraq inquiry, which was about British exports of arms to the Saddam Hussein regime. And we dramatized the evidence from that, working with an editor from The Guardian, the security editor of The Guardian, Richard Norton Taylor. And when I announced to my staff I was going to do this, the box office said, oh, we'll all go on holiday because no one will want to see this. But in fact, it became a huge success. People were very interested in the issues. Margaret Thatcher gave evidence, and a lot of major politicians gave evidence to this inquiry, and people wanted to see it dramatized. It took 1.5 years, the inquiry itself, and we were able to condense it down into a 2-hour play. And after that, we did a number of different public inquiries, one about the murder of the black teenager, Stephen Lawrence, which affected very much the way Britain looks at race relations and started to coin the phrase about institutional racism. And then after that, we did the Hutton inquiry, which you probably know about the death of Dr. David Kelly. And most recently, we've just done the Bloody Sunday inquiry. The one thing all these plays have in common is they are verbatim. They take the actual evidence spoken. They don't fictionalize anything. And one of the spin-offs of these plays is we also did a play about Guantanamo, doing interviews with the relatives of the British detainees in Guantanamo and some of the politicians and some of the lawyers who were trying to get them out.
How do you take these verbatim tribunals and make them dramatic?
Well, they are all incredibly dramatic in different ways. I mean, the first one we did, the evidence of Margaret Thatcher, was enormously dramatic, and all the other bits of evidence from different politicians was dramatic because some of it is rather hilarious in a strange way, and some of it is very powerful and very moving. And it's the minutiae of it all, and people watch very carefully what happens, and slowly the events unfold. And it has a narrative. All inquiries have narratives, and because they tell you the events that happened, how they happened, and what happened, and who's to blame. So there's a very strong narrative, and that narrative tends to be very, very dramatic.
Can you tell us a bit more about your recent play, Guantanamo?
Yes, it was a play we decided to do in January of last year. And we then found that a number of the British detainees were released as well, just after we decided to do it. But it left 5 detainees in there, and the families weren't very willing to talk to us because they felt it might make things worse for their sons caught in Guantanamo. But finally, after 5 were released and the other 5 were not, they did that unlocked their wish to talk to us. And so we did a number of interviews in March of last year. And by May, we'd opened the play talking about these people in Guantanamo, including Mozambique's father and 3 other detainees particularly. And we told their stories. And it was a huge success in London. It then transferred to the West End, and then it went to Off-Broadway. And it's now been done in about 15 countries. There was a production of it in a boys' grammar school in Lahore the other day. And it had, I think, quite a large effect on the British government and on striving for the release of the other 5 who have now been released. but there are nevertheless six British residents still in Guantanamo.
I mentioned at the start that your theatre is located in Kilburn in North London. What is this community like? Could you describe it?
I think it's very culturally diverse, rather like Vancouver is, from what the impression I get of Vancouver. Our community used to be an Irish community, an Irish and English community, and it's now very much an African-Caribbean community, along with the Irish. There's a large Jewish community, and there's a very large Indian and Pakistani community, most of whom never lived in India or Pakistan. They came to London via East Africa, and they were thrown out of Kenya or Uganda in the 60s.
And how does the community affect the type of plays that you put on?
Well, we've made a big effort to celebrate cultural diversity. That's the one thing we do. We try and show each other's cultures to our audience, and we celebrate the culture and try and have a very mixed audience for things. And it generally, I think, has been a huge success in the theatre because it's built a huge amount of empathy between different cultures, and it's a very, very mixed audience. It's a mixed audience both in ages, from very young to an older audience, but also very mixed on in different races and different ethnic diversity. It's rather wonderful and very exciting from that point of view.
And does the community become involved in the production?
No, not directly. We have a lot of youth theatres, and we've actually pioneered a Muslim and Jewish youth theatre at the moment that's very exciting. The first of its type in England, and they've just done a production. So young people do, yes, but we do use professional actors for the rest of our program. But quite a few of those professional actors have come up through our youth theatre.
Going back to the tribunals, a lot of these are reported already by the news media. What do people get from seeing it in a dramatic form that they don't get from the media?
Well, you dip into it in the media. You get, you get a newspaper article and you read a minute or two, and then you go off and make a cup of tea, or you see a bit on the news. With a play, you have to grapple with those issues. You're stuck in a theatre for 2 hours. You get an interval, can have a drink maybe in the middle, but on the whole, you're stuck there for 2 hours. And you have the communality of an experience with other audience members who feel angry about something or think something is ridiculous and start laughing at it. And they react in very strong ways. And you get an overview of all the issues. So it's both that communality, the communal feeling of seeing something together that's an important issue to you, which you can debate and discuss with audience members afterwards, and to get the whole thread of an inquiry, to get the whole thread of an issue, to understand the issue quite fully, and to engage with it over 2 hours.
Do you find people react differently because it is based on an actual tribunal and actual events than they would to other fictional plays?
Well, it's very funny because truth is often stranger than fiction. I think people we're doing the Bloody Sunday inquiry at the moment, which is the shooting of the civilians on a demonstration in Derry over 32 years ago. And when you see the army officers defending their conduct, as they did in the inquiry 2 years ago or a year ago, the audience just can't believe this defence of how they went out and really did shoot to kill. And it's quite extraordinary how they seem to have no shame for admitting to this, and there seems to have been no logical orders that were made. It's the whole thing is complete shambles, and people are very shocked by that.
How do they react when they're watching the actors?
I think partly with, as I said, with incredulousness, and there's an enormous, you can hear a pin drop. I mean, we took this play to Londonderry itself the weekend before last, and all the family members of the victims came to see the play. There were about 50 of them, and Archbishop Daly, who is a hugely important figure in Northern Ireland, came as well. And you could hear a pin drop throughout. Then people felt that for them it was also very good to see it enacted out on stage, because it was some form of catharsis. It was some form of closure for them to see that people in London were taking very seriously this inquiry, which has been slightly sidelined by the British press and the British media.
Of all of the Tribunal plays that you've put on, is there one that's been the most satisfying in terms of what it's revealed?
Well, I think possibly the two of them. Guantanamo, because I think it was part of a huge campaign, and I think it was one very small weight in the balance that came to the tipping point that got those people released. And we were very involved with Mozambique, who was the father... Asmat Beg, who was the father of Mozambique, who was released after the play was put on. And also the Lawrence inquiry, because the family of Stephen Lawrence thought that the play was an immensely useful educational tool, and it did go out on television and radio afterwards and was very helpful. These plays have got to 25 million people through the BBC because they've all been done on BBC radio or television after we did them in the theatre.
Some tribunals are probably more honest or more revealing than others. Does the integrity of the tribunal affect what you're doing with the play?
Yes, I think that the tribunal process is a very good process because it's testing the truth, and I think on the whole it has a lot of integrity. I think the problem is that in the end the judge listens to the evidence, or three judges do, depending on the different tribunal, and comes up with a report, and that report can sometimes be very flawed, as we saw in the Hutton inquiry that was extremely lenient to Blair's government, where it was quite obvious when you went into the inquiry and you watched it, the death of David Kelly may not have been caused by government behaviour, but the culture of spin that was put on it afterwards was definitely an enormous fault of that government, yes.
Some of these inquiries in the tribunals also have a very immediate impact, but do you think they also have a lasting impact?
I think the Stephen Lawrence inquiry will have had an enormous lasting impact because it has changed the way people look at race in a culturally diverse community in London. I mean, there are now real efforts for the BBC, the Arts Council, commerce, industry, to deal with institutional racism. And because of that inquiry, the spotlight has come on that particular facet of race relations. I think also Guantanamo has had quite a huge effect too, because it's made people weigh up human rights and realise that it's very easy. The British government has not behaved at all well, and I believe the Canadian government also is holding suspects without going through the whole legal process properly. And I think human rights are being suspended in this war against terrorism at the moment. And that, I think, that makes you fight war against terrorism with one arm tied behind your back, effectively, because if you can't protect people's civil rights, what are we fighting? It's a form of institutional terrorism from our own governments.
Do you think people come away from the plays more prone to act?
Yes. I think what happens is people have often accused us of preaching to the converted. We do preach, I suppose, to about 50% of our audience probably are converted, but it strengthens their feelings about doing something about it, grappling with the issue and getting on and protesting. And that's incredibly useful because it sustains a political excitement in people and a political engagement to people. But there are also another 50% of our audience who come out of curiosity or because they don't know enough about the issue and want to get involved. And that 50%, I think, learn something from these plays, and I think they can change things.
And how do you reach those people and get them to come out?
Well, we advertise normally. We engage, obviously, with some protest groups like Amnesty International. We engage very much with the different community that we may be dealing with. Obviously, we were dealing with the Islamic community very much when we did Guantanamo, and we got to Islamic schools, Muslim schools, and we also engaged very much with lawyers, people who are interested in the law, and just local people who wanted to know more. I mean, Guantanamo is a very emotive issue in Britain because people feel, what the hell are the Americans doing locking up British nationals? And they're meant to be an ally of ours. And also people know about the hunger strike going on there now, where I think at least 150 people in Guantanamo, and there's still 500 in there, we don't know the exact numbers, are on hunger strike, and some of them are quite near death.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Nicholas Kent. He's the director of Tricycle Theatre in London, England. Tomorrow evening, Nicholas Kent will be at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre in conversation with Jerry Wasserman. The evening is organized by New World Theatre. There also will be a short reading from the Tribunal play Guantanamo, as well as a musical performance by Sam Shabali.